Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting third. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos Paula. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Fitzgerald. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Roy Dietzel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Snyder. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Porterfield. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Bob Porterfield. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Kiarin. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ed McGee. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Maury Martin. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Maury Martin. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel strikes out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dietzel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox scores. Minoso moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a pop-up towards short. Snyder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a pop-up towards short. Snyder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Carlos Paula is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paula hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into left field. Minoso picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Minoso. Lemon moves to third. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Dietzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Lawler for a passed ball. Lemon scores. That run is unearned. It's Senators, 1, White Sox, 1. Roy Dietzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietzel hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Kiern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiern hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paula. Kiern reaches second base with a double. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kiern moves to third. Maury Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is called out on strikes. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kiern scores. McGee moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dietzel fields it and throws to second for the out. McGee moves to third. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson is hit by the pitch. Rivera moves to second. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Kiern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiern is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kiern hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rivera moves to third. Jackson moves to second. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Maury Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Severs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 0-for-1 in the game. Severs hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Paula is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paula is 0 for 1 in the game. Paula hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dietzel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0 for 1 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Dietzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietzel is 0 for 1 in the game. Dietzel hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Kiarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiarin is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Kiarin takes first base on ball 4. Lawler moves to second. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lawler moves to third. Kiarin moves to second. Maury Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dietzel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Porterfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. Yost hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Snyder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dietzel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-2 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kieran fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-2 in the game. Sievers hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Paula is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paula is 0-for-2 in the game. Paula takes first base on ball 4. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kieran fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops it up and throws to first, with Porterfield covering, for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0-for-2 in the game. Fitzgerald takes first base on ball 4. Roy Dietzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietzel is 0-for-2 in the game. Dietzel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jackson settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Jackson. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Kieran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kieran is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Kieran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McGee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maury Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin bunts in front of the plate. Fitzgerald fields it and throws to first for the out. McGee moves to second. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Marsh now playing third base. Mickey Vernon pinch hits for Bob Porterfield. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-3 in the game. Yost hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-3 in the game. Busby takes first base on ball 4. Vernon moves to second. Don Johnson now pitching. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-3 in the game. Sievers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Vernon trying to get to home. McGee throws the ball into Lawler who tags Vernon who's trying to score from second, for the out. Busby moves to second. Two outs. Carlos Paula is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paula is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Paula hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Washington Senators, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.